Greyhound, Texas Governor React to Biden Administration's Open Border Plan. By Penny Starr on March 7, 2021. The President, CEO of Greyhound Bus Company, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are pushing back against President Joe Biden and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for their open border policies, including allowing illegal aliens inside the country without testing individuals for the coronavirus. "Our top priority is the safety of our employees and passengers," Greyhound CEO David Leitch wrote in a letter sent to DHS. "We need assurance that any detainees released by ICE have proof of a negative COVID-19 test, similar to the proof required for international airline passengers who arrive at U.S. ports of entry. Greyhound already asks our customers to stay home and not travel if they are not feeling well or have been diagnosed with COVID," the letter said. "However, migrants simply do not have that choice unless the government or their sponsors house them while they quarantine. Therefore, it is critical to public safety that ICE provide 100% assurance that no one released that can be reasonably expected to ride a Greyhound bus be infected with COVID-19, or mix with other potential passengers that have tested negative," Leitch said in the letter. The NBC affiliate in El Paso, Texas, reported on the Texas governor's reaction to the Biden administration's policies, which reverse the strengthening of the border and large reduction in illegal border crossings under former President Donald Trump. News of the letter also comes on a day of criticisms being traded between Austin and Washington, D.C., as Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweets that the testing of released migrants is a federal responsibility. The NBC report continued. Meanwhile, Mayorkas earlier this week told a White House press briefing that other than those asylum seekers released from the Remain in Mexico program, no migrants were being released into the country due to Title 42 border restrictions to stop the spread of COVID-19. Leitch also announced that he has requested additional financial aid from the federal government if the company is expected to transport thousands of illegal aliens around the country. "We simply do not have buses and drivers ready to meet surges in demand without emergency funding," Leitch said in the NBC report. "In order to properly serve immigrants coming into the southern border and traveling to their sponsored destination, Greyhound will be operating one-way moves throughout the country, and in order to get the resources back, buses and drivers, to the border to continue operations, Greyhound needs funding assistance to cover the costs of repositioning buses and drivers from other parts of the country to wherever they may be needed." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.